I had like idle fantasies of like a stand-up set. I'd never done any stand-up, and I had always
wanted to, you know, but without any sort of like discipline or whatever, right? But you know, I was just like, oh, you know, I got some funny story, you know, I got a couple jokes about my kid's jaundice, you know what I mean? I got jokes about like, you know, my private school, like. Whatever, right? Like being a Latino kid in a private school. You know what I mean? Whereas, you know, so I just had like these little buttons that I was like interested in like pushing on and like exploiting for comedy, you know? So there wasn't even any music yet. There was very little sense of place. I mean, the Puerto Ricanness was there, you know, because the whole premise was like, is this kid? And clearly underneath the instinct to joke, and often they're, you know, often the jokes come from some true painful thing, you know, was the wondering, like, damn, are my kids just going to be straight up white boys? You know what I mean? Like, is this kid going to just be a white boy?
Like that fear.
Yeah.
Like it was a fear.
Yeah. Like, is that, like, do I have enough, is it, like, both culturally and genetically, like, do I have enough of this thing to transmit it? Is he gonna have enough of this thing to claim it?
And you know, why is that important?
That was the next question, right? It's like, does it matter? Like, but, you know what I mean? Like, is this something that I need to be losing sleep over? You know, but you know, so really, ultimately, it was about like, you know, because the idea of pride, that was one that I sort of like kept circling, you know, back. It's just like being like, does it matter? Like, is being proud of your culture or your heritage or your whatever, is that some shit that like should be a legitimate like deciding factor in the way you like rate, you know what I mean? Like, or is that, you know, and ultimately what did feel important, because ultimately pride leads to all sorts of bullshit too, right? It's like all sorts of like foul things in this world because of like ethnic pride, right? It's just like, is that something that even like, you know, is like a positive to be leaning into or something, or, you know, I don't know, right? It's just like existential philosophical question. Ultimately, where I landed was like, what matters for this little kid who doesn't even exist yet, you know, he should know the stories of his, of the people in his family, right? Like, he should know his ancestors' stories. He should know his, so even if he has one Puerto Rican grandparent, well, that matters, right? His abuelo matters, and that dude's story matters, right? So it's like my pops, you know, even if he's like one of four or something, so it's not as like, he doesn't have like a, there's not a majority of that particular identity or something to like be able to hang his hat on and be like, I'm a Puerto Rican kid or something like that. Fuck all that. He should know his dad's island. Like, he should know his dad's stories. He should know his dad's tradition, his grandfather's traditions. You know, so it was about that. It was about all of these kind of like generation things and you know, what gets lost generation to generation. Even when everybody in the same family is Puerto Rican, some shit gets lost, you know, 25, 30 years in, you know, these things don't, you know, that's just like the half-life of like cultural transmission. You know, so the show wound up being, was sort of always about that, even while also being sort of like just me talking shit and like telling stories and like cracking jokes at my, like, you know, mother-in-law's expense or whatever. But then it started like zeroing in on place. It was kind of like, it crept up on me. I realized like, oh, this play is actually, as much as it is about Puerto Ricanness or lack thereof or mixedness or whatever, this play is also like very much about a hood and hoods and kind of, you know, changing neighborhoods and who gets to live where and who gets kicked the fuck out, and you know so it started to like morph a little bit, or like take that on in like a more like sobering you know. Where it's still, it's like ultimately the experience of watching the thing, I think it probably still feels like a comedy. But then there's like a couple of fucking, you know, like kidney shots that just, it very much intentional that I want to like, I want to squash the laughter fucking immediately and like remind, you know, remind people that like, you know, fuck a land acknowledgement that you just, fuck these, you know, these like flaccid gestures at like wokeness or whatever. Like if you're sitting there in that audience, chances are you've benefited from genocide. Like straight up, you know what I mean? Like if you bought a ticket to my shit, in all likelihood you're reaping the benefits of fucking violent empire that isn't just some shit from 300 years ago either. Some shit from 30 years ago. Some shit from 3 weeks ago. You know, so it was like that, the instinct. And I think like, because it had been developed in the Bronx, and I always knew that I was going to be doing it at Patagonia or at Puerto Rican Traveling Theater. When I had the chance to do it at Hoboken, that kind of like lit a special little fire under my ass where I was just like, oh, like, let me hold a mirror up to these gringos who are going to be in that house for that month. You know, so like, I don't know. The gentrification piece, I think, would have been there no matter what. But like, even this particular song, like, I'm not 100% sure it would have wound up in there if not for the Hoboken run giving me the opportunity to like, oh, should I have it? Like, I have an opportunity right now to get in Hoboken's ass a little bit. And like, you know.
How does the song go?
Yo, okay. It goes, how you like your fancy buildings? Your spotless little peers. This block is in arrears. The debt's pretty severe. The mile square city's not as sweet as it appears. 50 Ricans murdered by some filthy profiteers. 50 Puerto Ricans who were sent to die. Didn't know the end was coming when they went inside for the night. Now they're gone and the rent is high. Perfect for these people with expensive lives. We want our reparations, but request denied. Y'all acknowledge the land, what an empty lie. Want to talk about the hood getting gentrified? No more broken glass, trash, or rodenticide. But this shit never happens by accident. Rapidly purge all original inhabitants. Out with the old, in with the new. Hoboken's got blood on his hands. How about you? Who you gonna be when it's all over? Where you gonna go when everything's all done? Everything's all done. What you gonna do when the tide starts rising? Sun's coming up now. Where you gonna run? Where you gonna run, 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 run? Nightly demons screaming as my family's hopes and dreams go up in smoke. This can't be real, like Ovaltine. Shit is so extreme. We head to parts unknown, pack up our lives, and if we're lucky, find a different home. I guess this is what they call the new normal. My whole block's in mourning. This feeling scornful while Whitey sits and eats his eggs, Florentine. But Whitey brings disease, pretty please, where's my quarantine? Check it. Nothing like an arson epidemic to remind these silly liberals that racism's systemic. Bubbling resentment, black lives matter, and it's wild how many crackers still struggle with that sentence. A fiery kind of lynching. Now watch us rise up and reduce this troubled paradise to rubble in an instant. The Quakers preach peace when they teach the five tenets. But pacifism's for the birds, these devils can get it. Centuries of black and native shit getting ransacked because whiteness is a poison like weaponized anthrax. The black hands that built this country been sandbagged. You wanna be an ally? Give our fucking lands back. Who you gonna be when it's all over? Where you gonna go when everything's all done? Everything's all done. What you gonna do when the tide starts rising? Sun's coming up now. Where you gonna run? Where you gonna run, 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 run? Out with the old, in with the new. Hoboken's a fun little hang, come on through. This town was sold for a thousand or two. Hoboken's balance is long overdue. Who wants another monument to Frankie Blue? The city where baseball made its debut. As long as the victims stay completely out of view. Hoboken's got blood on its hands, how about you? Who you gonna be when it's all over? Where you gonna go when everything's all done? Everything's all done. What you gonna do when we start rising? Sun's coming up now. Where you gonna run? Where you gonna run, 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 run?